Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 25 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is Breaking Generational Sins. E.M. Bounds said, "Our laziness after God is our crying sin. No man gets God who does not follow hard after him." Our text today is Joshua 5:7. "So it was their children, whom he raised up in their place, that Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not been circumcised on the way." After years of wandering, Israel should have been ready for war as soon as they crossed over. The flooded river had yielded to the land, but the people of God had not surrendered to him yet. They set up stones to remember him in chapter 4, but they still hadn't settled some issues in their hearts. Still, they had two symbols of yielding to settle with God: circumcision and Passover. The first symbol was circumcision. The Israelites had been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, but all the young men born during these years were uncircumcised. Why? One word: disobedience. And why now? This would incapacitate all of their men for days. They would be hurting and healing and would be no help for a war. What's the point of additional pain during this part of the journey? The people of God needed to yield to the commands of God. There is no better way to get ready for our battles than by improving our dedication to God. To conquer our enemies, we need to improve our commitment to God. We desperately need his help if we are going to be victors instead of victims in the battles we face. And God works through those who obey his word and dedicate themselves to his service. I love God's grace observed in Joshua 5:7. When one generation disobeyed, God raised up another one in its place. When fathers did not live up to the significance of their sign of their covenant, God circumcised another generation of sons to serve him in their place. This gives me great comfort because generational sins concern me. The following scriptures have always disturbed and alarmed me. Exodus 20, verse 5. "You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me." Exodus 34, 6-7. "The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation.'" Deuteronomy 5:8-10. "You shall not make for yourself a carved image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments." God told Israel several times about the sin of one person visiting children down to the third and fourth generation. Does God's word teach that God punishes my grandchildren for my sin? I believe the true meaning of these warnings from God is as follows. Sin affects other people. When a father indulges in a sinful life, his children are likely to practice the same lifestyle. For example, children of addicts often turn to drugs and alcohol because they watch their parents' bad example. The effects of sin are naturally passed down from one generation to the next. I believe these scriptures in Exodus and Deuteronomy were a warning from God that children choose to repeat the sins of their fathers. The Jewish Targum was an Aramaic translation of the Hebrew Old Testament. This ancient document helped Jews to interpret Scripture. This manuscript points out that Exodus 20:5 refers specifically to ungodly fathers and rebellious children. This correlates with Deuteronomy 5:9, which specifies sin affecting those who hate God. Deuteronomy 5:10 balances this with the steadfast love shown by God to those who love Him and keep His commandments. There is an increasing trend in our culture to blame sin on a generational curse. It's easier to accuse our fathers than it is to take personal responsibility for our own faults. Yet God's Word teaches that God shows love to those who love Him. We have the power to overcome the mistakes of our families because we have a God who loves to extend His infinite grace and steadfast love. At the same time, we need to understand the warning of the serious consequences of a life lived apart from God. God punishes sin, and our lifestyle can leave a negative legacy that can cause harm for years to come. The good news is that there is a cure for the generational curse. In one word, the cure is repentance. If we repent from our sins and turn back to Him, our God can forgive, heal, and restore. May God raise up a generation of disciples who love Him greatly and serve Him faithfully. Questions. What spiritual legacy are you leaving behind for your children and grandchildren? What needs to take place in your life so that God can raise you up for His service? Pray with me. Lord, thank You for breaking the generational curses in our lives. I pray that You would show us how to be curse breakers by Your power alone. Show us Your love in this generation. We love You, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.